With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is speaking to widening concerns the U.S.-Israeli strikes in Iran could spiral into a protracted regional conflict by declaring, quote, "This is not Iraq, this is not endless." International correspondent John Gambrill reports the U.S. military says that Kuwait mistakenly shot down three American F-15E Strike Eagles during a combat mission.
The United States military says that Kuwait has accidentally shot down three American fighter jets in that tiny country as they were engaged against Iran in open air-to-air combat.
Correspondent Haya Panjawi reports on attacks on key oil plants in the Middle East.
Iran has expanded its attacks to regional oil infrastructure. Saudi Arabia's Ras Tanura oil refinery was attacked as world markets are already
authorities say
battled.
A gunman wearing clothing with an Iranian flag designed in the words property of Allah killed two people and wounded 14 in a Texas bar. Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis told KVUE it all began when a man in an SUV drove near the bar early Sunday.
At one point, he put his flashers on.
Authorities say they're looking at terrorism as a possible motive in an early morning deadly multiple assault. A New York man has been convicted of anti-Semitic hate crimes. A state court judge there has found that Skiboki Stora guilty of assaulting, stalking, and harassing strangers, what prosecutors described as a series of anti-Semitic as well as anti-white and anti-female incidents between 2023 and 2024. Prosecutors showed a video of Stora harassing a Jewish couple as well as videos he recorded of himself shouting and harassing white people. This is SRN News. John Cleese won't be going to British Columbia. Michael Harrington has more.
The iconic co-founder of Monty Python says he won't be making any stops in that Canadian province when he brings a stage show to the country this year. Cleese says a recent $750,000 judgment against a school official who publicly rejected transgenderism has put him off. The British comedian, who is a free speech advocate and an atheist, says, quote, "What a pity. Now I won't be able to risk doing any shows in British Columbia." Michael Harrington reporting.
I can hear you.
A World Council of Churches is condemning the violence in Myanmar, where both the government and rebel fighters have targeted Christians. A predominantly Mennonite village in the western part of the country was bombed last month. The WCC General Secretary Jerry Pillory said the ongoing attacks are a grave violation of international law. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with the midday Wall Street Business Report.
The Iran war is roiling global financial markets, and that includes Wall Street, where the benchmarks opened sharply lower this morning. European markets opened lower as well, and oil prices rose roughly 6%. In Asian trading, shares slipped in Tokyo and most other markets, but they rose in Shanghai, where higher oil prices lifted stocks in oil companies. As world oil prices rise because of the ongoing Iran war, natural gas may follow suit. Qatar Energy, one of the world's top natural gas producers, says it will halt production of liquefied natural gas as the war rages on. Natural gas futures rose 6% early on, and futures for fuel used for transportation as well as for industrial purposes spiked more than 14%.